Pfizer for clean air.
Hey, everybody, we're back on America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between, like we say. Kate Delaney is always happy to be the skipper. Big, big doings in D.C. We've been talking about this for a long time now. Obama's nominee, Elena Kagan, getting ready actually, for the Senate judiciary hearings. It was more of the feel-you-out stage on Monday, but they'll get into the real stuff, what I call the grilling on the Hill, in the next couple of days. So if Kagan gets in, she'll be the one justice that doesn't have the experience as a former judge. But how much does that matter, and how big is it a factor playing into all of this? Who better to join us on ATN than my pal, and boy, when it comes to legal things, he's the all-about guy. Attorney Clint David joins us. Hey, Clint, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Kate, it's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
All right, so no gavel for Kagan. You know, what does that mean? I mean, as a lawyer, how much do you think that plays into everything that's going on with the nomination? First, she gets nominated, and then ultimately, does she get the blessing?
Sure. You know, Kate, what we're talking about here, obviously, is justice of the United States Supreme Court. We're not talking about a district court judge. We're not talking about a judge that's going to be picking juries, making evidentiary rulings. As a Supreme Court justice, their job is to interpret the United States Constitution. To do that, you don't have to have been a judge. You do not have to have been a trial attorney, which she has not been. What you need is a brilliant legal mind, and she has that. I mean, she served as the Solicitor General, which is essentially the attorney for the United States. She has appeared before the Supreme Court on behalf of the United States. She's been the Dean of Harvard Law School, first woman to do that. She's argued before the Supreme Court, been a clerk of the Supreme Court. Those are the issues that matter most. I believe some of these other things, quite honestly, are just red herrings and efforts to disqualify. Putting all politics aside, she's a brilliant woman, and in my opinion, it would certainly be qualified.
All right, so again, it's not so much when you're talking about Supreme Court justice. It's a different deal, you know, because so much is made of that. Like you said, putting the politics aside, it is politics, and you know that plays into that. So I guess that's part of it, and you call it a red herring, but that's exactly what's going to happen with the Republicans certainly grilling her. But I think she still gets in. She'll be the fourth woman, don't you?
Oh, well, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, the fact of the matter, it is the political season. We're coming upon the height of the season, and so certainly politics are going to play a great deal into this. But if Kagan, and when Kagan, I believe, is confirmed, this is not going to tilt the court in any particular ideological balance. It's not going to change things. She's effectively replacing a justice, Justice Stevens, who, if we want to assume that Elena Kagan, it probably leans more to the left, so does Justice Stevens. So it's not like they would be being picked to replace a more conservative justice. So I think for all reasons, the likelihood of her being confirmed are pretty great.
All right, let's switch gears. This is shocking stuff, and I happened to get a note from my buddy telling me about a homeowners association foreclosing on the house of a soldier while he was serving in Iraq. And the soldier, when he was serving, his wife, of course, was depressed and worried and all that stuff. And apparently there were certified letters about how much was owed. And the amount that was owed was just like a little over $977. That's it. And they sent all kinds of notices, apparently. And she just didn't get them, didn't open them, whatever it was, because of the massive depression that she had while her husband was gone. The mail rather piled up, and she didn't open any of them. So now this is going to court. It's a lawsuit, and the wife and the soldier are trying to get their house back. So here's the key: are the lawyer's clients protected from foreclosure by the Service Members Civil Relief Act? Are they protected, Clint? What do you think?
Yes, they are protected. I mean, first of all, Kate, I mean, short of like shooting Santa Claus, I cannot imagine anything more distasteful and wrong than foreclosing on a service member's house while they're fighting to protect our country in Iraq. So the management company alone has had death threats. I mean, this has really become an issue. There's litigation in federal court, and you're right. There's a statute called the Service Members Civil Relief Act that prohibits the government or prohibits anyone from foreclosing on a home. The problem is, of course, they contacted the government, the management company did, and they said, no, he's not in the service. So for $977 in back homeowner's dues, they foreclosed on the house.
Mm.
Well, the house has since been twice sold. So now you've got some guy out there that owns the house that doesn't know anything about anything other than he paid a bunch of money for a home, and he's saying, pay me my money back, and I'll be happy to deed it back to these folks, but I don't want to take a loss here. So the Homeowners Association has a big, big legal problem on their hands. What I hope people gather from this is these Homeowners Association rules are so strict, so draconian. When you buy a home, I hope your listeners pay attention, those things are of record. They're filed of record against your house. Read them. Those are the rules by which you have to, what sort of roof you need, how tall your bushes have to be. If you don't want to be governed by those laws, don't buy the house. And that's what happened here. The rules say you don't pay your homeowner's dues, we can foreclose. They didn't, and that's what happened.
Wow, and you would think that somebody would at least knock on the door or something and try to give it a better push. That couldn't have been that difficult to do. Wouldn't you think they would have done that, Clint?
Of course, you would think that they would. But they sent certified mail after certified mail letter, and as you said, the wife did not respond and apparently didn't open the mail. And it's like they went out and hired a PR agent, the owners of the property and the management company. Certainly they need that and a lot more. And what he said was, look, this was just the perfect storm. I mean, it was a complete disaster. This wasn't what was intended. Now, these folks, the Clowers of their name, are still living in the house, but they don't own it. And it is just a complete mess. And here, of all people they had to foreclose on for $977, is a serviceman serving his country in Iraq. It's pitiful, actually.
Yeah, it's, you talk about the homeowners associations, and I don't know, from what I think, originally they weren't established for those reasons. I thought it was more about beautification and just to make sure the neighborhood didn't go to pot. But now it's like some of them, depending on where you live, you said to the listeners, pay attention, they can get crazy out of control, but I think most people don't read the fine print. You mentioned that, and when you don't read the fine print, but you already get the house, it's too late.
That's right. When you get your title report, when you're buying a home, the title insurance company, that's what they do. They give you a report of everything that's filed of record against your property. There's things called homeowners rules and regulations. They go on for pages and pages and pages. They spend a lot of money with their lawyers to prepare them. Read them. You will be shocked sometimes what's in there. But they're very strict, and you get these little homeowners association groups that kind of get on these power trips, and the next thing you know, they're telling you what to do and how to do it. And when you buy the house, you agree to those rules.
What do you think will happen here? Do you think they have a good shot at getting some rectification for this?
I do. I think what's ultimately going to happen is that they will buy the home back from the ultimate owner who currently owns the home. I think they will pay him back that money. Somewhere they will get this money, and the Clowers will end up back with a home. There really can't be any other outcome.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Jump to here on America Tonight. You just heard Clint talking about that crazy situation with the homeowners association and this poor guy serving in Iraq, his wife so distraught, not really opening the mail, and the HOA gets them foreclosed on. You just gotta think there's gonna be a way to bend the rules. I think it's outrageous. I loved his comparison to what would be worse, shooting Santa Claus. Anybody out there experienced that with homeowners associations? It's the yin and the yang of it. He called them draconian, and I think he's right. Some of the crazy things that you hear that people go through, what's the purpose of being in it? The uniformity of having everybody's lawn nice and somebody not having their cars up on a block, on a bunch of blocks. I don't know. But what you would have to give up to get that wouldn't be worth it based on some of the things that we've heard. And this has got to be the worst story I've heard when it comes to an HOA situation. That's awful. And the hiring of a public relations firm was smart because they're going to look like idiots in the end. They'll be lucky if that street isn't torn up and pelted with bottles and everything else. With 4th of July coming up, I'm thinking cherry bombs and who knows. They might leave... What are some of the tricks you do? Set some dog poop on fire and ring the doorbell and leave it there, probably, because I think the people in that neighborhood are stunned by it and disheartened with this poor guy who's day in and day out not knowing what's going to happen and comes back and finds that they've been foreclosed on. That is just one of the worst stories ever. See, Matt, that's something to look forward to when you move into a house, homeowners associations, if you're not lucky and you get in a neighborhood where there is one. That's a crazy story. Man, it's awful.
Yeah, I don't know how some people, they just don't think with common sense.
I agree. See, now this is the problem with rules. There are, you know what, it's like that old saying, rules are made to be broken.
Letter of the law, spirit of the law.
That's right. There are times when you have to make exceptions, and certainly this is a definite case for an exception. The woman was in the throes of depression because she thought he was going to die, and he's off serving his country, and she doesn't get any of these certified mail notes. And at the time, it was for a little bit of money, and it's not even $1,000 at this point. So they could have a fundraiser for her, and she would have gotten that money in a heartbeat. Some church would have done it in a second. Instead, they don't care. They just follow through. They don't find anything out. That's the problem. They don't, it doesn't humanize it. And the homeowners associations, there might be X amount of people in it. But if you're sending someone over and over again certified mail and you're not getting any reply, it might be worth trying to investigate it a little bit. And it could be somebody who just doesn't care on the other side. But maybe they would have found out this situation and wouldn't have gone that extreme. I know some people listening are just shaking their head because you may have been not in the situation that they were in, but in a situation where you had to deal with a crazy HOA. And in some places, you pay so much for those dues. And what do you get for the dues? Grief. You get grief. All right, let's kind of skip around here since so much has gone on. Just to reset this, the big thing that happened today, really, with the Supreme Court is not so much about Elena Kagan and how left she is and getting on the court and is she qualified and what will happen and what will happen to the makeup of the court and all that stuff. I mean, trust me, that's down the lane in the next couple of days. But the big story is really the fact of the vote. And when I say the vote, I'm talking about the upholding the Second Amendment in the handgun ruling that could change laws in 50 states. So instead of going to the glasses half empty and saying, oh my God, the court is going to swing and the next judge that's going to be put on is going to be liberal and we're going to be screwed and then it's going to flip in a different direction, at least for now. I mean, this is a big win for firearm owners, for people who believe in gun rights. The Supreme Court ruling the unconstitutionality of the Chicago ban is huge. The problem is the wheels of justice are going to clog it up. Mayor Daley will get involved in this. He's already said he's going to get involved in it with gun ordinances. So, yes, it was a 5-4 conservative majority of justices that reiterated the 2-year-old conclusion from the D.C. ruling that the Constitution gives individuals equal or greater power than states on the issue of possession of certain firearms for self-protection. So that's good. But sure, we can look especially in the case of Chicago with all the murders and crazy things that have happened on the South Side and other places and say, oh yeah, but you know, it's going to be challenged. The mayor is going to try to throw out those ordinances and you feel badly. This Otis McDonald, who just wanted to protect his family from all the violence in his neighborhood. I mean, terrible violence. He wanted the opportunity. This is what he said, and this is it in a nutshell. This is the deal with somebody who is a law-abiding citizen who wants to have a fighting chance, especially when they know they're in an area where it's iffy. He's saying, just give me the opportunity, at least, to make somebody think about something before they come in my house on me. Let them think about it, and maybe this just alone dissuades them. Now, we will see challenges, but at this point, it still is a positive for anybody who believes in gun rights. So, you know, here's the thing. there are people that are part of the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence, and they're saying, hey, whatever happens today in this decision, it's not going to prevent any local government or state from trying to successfully defend or pass strong gun laws. So just remember that. In the meantime, the NRA has a much different take, saying it's a great moment in American history. It's a vindication for the majority of American citizens who have always believed the Second Amendment was an individual right and freedom worth defending. I think it's worth defending, even if you don't want to have a gun. If you don't want to own a gun, you want to protect the right for your neighbor to have a gun across the street because they're concerned about if, just in case, there might be a break-in, blah, blah, blah. And courts pretty much have generally upheld other cities' restrictions on semi-automatic weapons, for example, and sawed-off shotguns. And in the last couple of years, in recent years, the high court upheld a California ban on assault rifles, which is similar to the federal ban that's expiring. So there's some serious things that will happen in the next decade over guns. This current case, by the way, is the man I mentioned, Otis McDonald. It was McDonald versus Chicago. He was fed up and concerned and was enraged that he couldn't figure out a way to defend himself because he wasn't allowed to own a gun, knowing that the people that were up and down his streets and alleys were carrying guns, but he couldn't protect his family. You know the old saying about you can't bring a knife to a gunfight. Well, if somebody breaks in and they're armed, that's it. There is a difference. If you have nothing, what are you going to do? Try to pound them with a bat, and then they blow you away, and who knows what they do to your family. And I mean, the truth is the truth, and there are some sick puppies out there that will do whatever they have to get. Sometimes it's people that are hopped up on meth, and it's all about getting the money, getting whatever they can to get the drugs. And sometimes it's just about breaking in and grabbing your stuff, the smash and grab. And unfortunately, the timing's off, and you happen to be there. And what people don't realize, a lot of times break-ins in neighborhoods especially happen during the day. It's 9 to sometimes 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not always what you think in the middle of the night. All right, we continue here on ATN. Coming up on the flip side, politics as usual. I'll explain.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
America tonight and run through a bunch of interesting things, including the fact that you have longtime Senator Robert Byrd, who just passed away at 92 years old. And there is some confusion about filling the remainder of what the term is. Under West Virginia law, the governor has the power to appoint a successor. And since Joe Manchin, who's a popular two-term gov, is a Democrat, it's pretty much expected he will name a fellow member of the Democratic Party to step in for Byrd, who was a Democrat, and that would keep the Democrats' caucus in the Senate at 59 seats. But there are a lot of questions about how long Byrd's appointed person, successor, would actually be there before another election is held. Now, what's tricky is West Virginia law also says that if the unexpired term of any other office named in the section is for a period of less than 2 years and 6 months, the appointment to fill the vacancy is for the term. So that means if Byrd had died within 2.5 years at the end of his term, his successor would serve out the remainder of the term. And I didn't realize this, but Byrd was reelected in 2006, so follow the bouncing ball. His seat wasn't up for re-election until November of 2012. His current term is scheduled to end in 2013. It's so crazy. It's just a few days more than the 2.5 years dictated by West Virginia law. So the law doesn't even clarify when that whole vacancy happens. So is it when the death happens, when the Senate lets the state know of the opening, when the governor of the state declares the seats vacant. The timing is a big deal because this Saturday would mark 2.5 years. There wouldn't be a problem. When will the next election for the seat take place? When the term ends, or check it out, possibly November. That would change the balance of the seats. Well, that could change anyway with the midterm elections, but it changes what West Virginia would do, certainly. Anyway, this was interesting. Senator Byrd talking about how he'll be remembered.
Well, you know, you'll see that in my obituary. He was in the Klan, and he was the pork king. You watch.
And you know what? I looked at his obituary today, and it did say that he was in the Klan. So he was right about that. All those things come back. But he also would be remembered as somebody who was there almost all the time on the Senate or in the Senate. He was there at the Capitol, and he didn't take a lot of time to step aside and go and do whatever else some of the other senators are doing when they're absent constantly on big votes. He was there to vote, whether he agreed with the direction he took on some things or not. That is absolutely his claim to fame. He had an incredible record on the votes. I want to say it was like 95% to 98%. That's a record that might stand for some time. Remember when you had Obama and you had Clinton and you had McCain running? Of course, hey, they're just representing the people of their state, but they've got to run for president, so who knows? They got to miss certain votes. Remember the whole controversy where they got to run back and be part of the vote? And for other reasons, though, you have people who aren't there when some of the big stuff and some of the little stuff, frankly, that can turn into a much more complicated issue goes down in Washington. That's why we elect them, to represent us, to be there. That's why you have states' rights. That's why it's laid out that way, so that there is supposedly equal representation. Okay, we talked about immigration ad nauseum on this show ever since I first started doing America Tonight, because it's a hot button issue for me. Having lived in border states, having been out with a border patrol, having seen all sides of this from the point of view of the people who come across to the point of view of what's happening to the people who are being overrun with illegals, like in Arizona. Bravo to Jan Brewer. I still won't back off of that because she did the right thing. It was more than a cry for help. It's like, we are drowning in this. Do something, or we're going to do something. But the president, who met with a bunch of people on Monday afternoon to talk about immigration reform, is kind of maneuvering in the weeds, not trying to make it necessarily a big deal. There were people at the meeting that he said he wants to see a bipartisan process for this reform and not make it a one-sided, lopsided affair. That the Senate is talking about the proposals that are out there, the need to secure the border. Boy, that sounds familiar. And from years ago, and demands accountability from the workers who are in the United States illegally and the employers who take advantage of the system. But true border security, how many times have we heard this, requires comprehensive immigration reform. And I guess the president has up his sleeves that he's going to give a speech soon on the importance of passing that reform. So first you got health, then you got financial, then immigration. But I think immigration doesn't really truly happen until after even the serious discussions, until after the midterm elections, unless, because it is a Democratic, it could be positive for the Democrats who are running. They think they'll get more of the Hispanic vote, and there could be some truth to that, then push the issue forward to try to win or keep more seats in the House. And this has been, the immigration stuff has really been percolating, apparently, for the last couple of days, heading to when Obama was coming back from the meetings in Canada. Oof. And what happens next is the National Security Advisor for Homeland Security, John Brennan, is meeting with the Arizona Governor Brewer, who I mentioned, and that's supposed to happen. It was supposed to happen at the tail end of the day on Monday or into Tuesday, while you have the Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, who should have been pink slipped a long time ago, sorry, who also has been talking about a bunch of security initiatives, too. It's talk, 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 talk. We could rewind. We could literally, I'm not kidding you, hit the reset button, and I would be saying the same thing, just a couple of different players. Different names would be plugged in there. We have to have our borders secure before we can have immigration reform. No, we have to have immigration reform and our borders secure. In the meantime, you have 1,200 national security folks heading the way, National Guards folks, heading the way of the border in Texas and Arizona, and it's pretty much like, it's not the guardsmen's fault, but the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, and Jan Brewer said, you know, why bother? Are you kidding me? You're going to send how many to help? Do you understand how much territory we're talking about? But the second that was announced, that was blasted. So this is nothing new, only that it's starting to happen. So the both governors are just once again saying how displeased they are that we're only talking about 1,200 bodies on the border when so much more is needed. Because you're talking about miles and miles, especially in those stretches of desert, that is where a lot of people come across. It's not the obvious places of entry, although even if it's obvious, there's still that cat and mouse game and trying to come across. But in the more desolate areas, it's tough to be able to stop the people who are coming across because there's so many and there's so many ways to get through. And we've seen that as one of the big problems in Arizona, but it's not just in Arizona. It's a big problem in Texas as well. It's very tough to have a handful of agents, maybe one or two, in a car trying to track down what amounts to a lot of coyotes and the people who are with them. It's a struggle that's been happening now for decades, and only there are more sophisticated ways to come through. There may be some more technology to try to bust the people who come through, but it still goes back to this very same thing that's been happening over and over and over again. And the more the problem is ignored, the worse it gets. It's like that scratching and itch thing. You know how you just try to force yourself? You got a stupid mosquito bite when you were hanging back and having a few cold ones and didn't realize how late it was getting. And you can't help yourself. You're going crazy wanting to itch the mosquito bite, but you make it worse by doing that. So there was this itch that was more than an itch that did not need to be scratched over and over again with the same thing happening, the same results. And the words we're hearing now are the same words we've heard for the past 15 years or more. And it's just gotten more and more out of control, and nothing different happens. All right, quickly, the FBI has arrested 10 people who allegedly spied for Russia for up to a decade. You know what they were doing? They were posing as civilians, and they were infiltrating what they're calling U.S. policymaking circles. And what they were trying to learn about? Weapons, diplomatic strategy, and political developments. Isn't that crazy? An 11th defendant is missing, by the way, and he was the money delivery guy. Ooh, hang through.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
My new love of dogs, my dog Mahalo, which a lot of you helped me choose in a way by narrowing down different breeds, and I end up with a golden retriever who's so needy but so, so cute. Anyway, I'm learning new things every day, and with heat, I don't understand why people leave dogs or any animals in cars. It doesn't make any sense. It's naturally, it would be like an oven. Can you imagine? And I guess a lot of shelters around the country are getting 4, 5, 6 calls a day. That's not uncommon, because they'll see pets that are either in cars or they'll see pets that are left outside without water. What's wrong, America? Don't you know not to do that? Let's chat with our pal Christy Howard. She's a pet safety expert from Three Dog Bakery to fill us in on some of the things that we should and should not do with pets. Hey, Christy, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I don't understand that. It's just like kids, and of course that's much worse, but you hear these horrible stories where I guess somebody's just not thinking, and how they leave an animal in a car and go to a ball game. I read a story recently where someone had done that. What happens to that animal when it's like 95 degrees outside and they're enclosed for hours on end inside a car or truck?
Well, typically, I mean, a dog that lasts for hours like that, because like you said, it is like an oven, is a very lucky dog. A car without any air circulating, even if you crack the windows or leave the windows down, a car can actually reach 40 degrees hotter than the temperature outside within as quickly as 15 minutes. And we recently just did an experiment with that, and I was just completely blown away. People just either don't think it's going to happen to them, they're running into the store, it's not going to take me very long, and they're coming out and finding that, A, their dog suffered from heat stroke, or B, you know, a concerned citizen or a police officer has busted the window to their car.
Wow. And heat stroke is pretty common when you live in a place where it's hot, and almost all of us live in a hot place, and even in Los Angeles, they'll get crazy days where it's into the upper 90s or whatever. So all of us at some point have experienced that. And is there a certain number, like a certain temperature, if you get to 100 or over, you absolutely shouldn't exercise your dog or be careful with all your animals? Is there any kind of number where it's just impossible?
You know, it's actually a lot lower than you would expect. It's 75 degrees. Heat stroke can happen after 75 degrees. And at that point, you want to limit that exercise that you are doing with your dog outside. And you need to watch for the heat stroke signs. Heat stroke can happen very quickly. And if your dog becomes lethargic, if your dog has a hard time getting up, excessive panting, their gums start turning gray, their rectal internal temperature, it goes over 104, your dog could possibly be suffering from heat stroke.
Oh, so, wow, 75 degrees. I didn't realize
75
that.
75 degrees.
I wonder how many people know that.
It also depends on the type of dog, too. The health of the dog, how much hydration the dog has had and since when. And dogs like pugs, bulldogs, the shorter-nosed dogs, anything with an elongated palate, are a little bit more susceptible to heat stroke.
Yeah, what about other kinds of animals? Like, I know we mostly focus on dogs, but what about even cats? You know, they're so darn independent, they just do whatever they want to do. But I'm sure some people listening have cats. So,
yeah, same thing. Don't leave them in a car. Don't leave any animal in a car, goldfish, anything. If it breathes, don't leave it in a car.
Yeah, and sadly, we're seeing way too much of that, actually.
We are. We are seeing a lot of that. The other thing that we're seeing that you need to be careful for is if you leave your dog outside, make sure that they have shade, shelter, and not necessarily an enclosed doghouse, because that can act as an oven as well. They need to have all four sides or at least three sides that air can flow through in the shade, and make sure that they have access to fresh, clean water.
Okay, so that's a good rule of thumb. And then the ear infections are on the rise in the summer, too, for dogs, because if you don't clean out their ear, right, they can have those infections.
Love the humidity. You know, there's lots of moisture in the air, and a dog that has ears that flap over, the mastiffs, the hounds, bloodhounds, you know, those type of dogs. Poodles are actually, there's a lot of standard poodles that you know, your golden doodles, poodles, anything with an oodle, those can suffer from ear infections. And typically they increase during the summer. If your dog swims, you want to make sure that you clean the ears out after swimming and keep those nice and clean as well.
Yeah, have you seen, this is on something unrelated, a lot of times when a movie's made, if it's about a golden retriever or chihuahuas or whoever the star of the movie is, whatever kind of breed, now there was just Marmaduke, do people run out and does that become a popular breed of dog for a while? I heard that.
You know, it does, and the thing that we see a lot, and it's kind of funny because I do a lot of rescue work and work with a lot of rescue agencies, and it's something that when we see a movie like that, we just kind of cringe because we know it's coming. And I think in recent and not so recent history, probably the most that we see was the 101 Dalmatian movie. Whenever the Dalmatian movies come out, we always see, you know, the Dalmatians on the rise, and it's a very high-strung breed that takes, you know, a lot of work, and we end up seeing a lot of those in rescue and shelters and on the side of the road. And then another popular thing is whoever wins Westminster, that breed tends to rise.
Yeah. Would you say as a rule of thumb, if somebody decides they're going to get a dog, that they should do a little research into what the characteristics of the dog, and if you have children or you don't have kids, or depending
Absolutely.
On... Yeah. I think people don't do that.
Absolutely. And it doesn't, I mean, it's not that, I mean, you need to look at the breed and look at the active lifestyle. If you're a couch potato, you probably don't want to have a dog that needs to be walked a couple miles a day to burn the energy. You know, a Jack Russell Terrier is not probably the breed for you. And then there's a lot of misconceptions, too. Some of the larger breeds make fabulous family pets, but people are afraid of them because they're big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially if you have a little baby or really young children. I agree.
Yeah,
I like the golden retriever for kids, except for that they're big.
They're big, but you know what? I think that it's important that if you have a child, that you kind of teach basic respect back and forth. You know, you teach the dog to respect the child's space. You teach the child to respect the dog's space. And I think Goldens can be fabulous, fabulous all around, just great dogs for families. And they're very loyal. I mean, as you know, it sounds like yours follows you everywhere.
It does.
So it's a great pet for a kid.
Yeah, I think so, too. Absolutely. Christy, always fun to have you on the show. Christy Howard from Three
Thank
Dog
you.
Bakery. Great advice here on America Tonight. Thanks so much.
And watch the dogs for fireworks. Keep them inside.
All right. Great advice about the fireworks thing, because a lot of dogs are skittish about that, as many of you know. I wonder where you're going to be watching fireworks on this 4th of July. Actually, I'm lucky. Just right down the street from where I live, probably maybe 3 miles or so, I think they have one of the greatest fireworks shows I've actually ever seen, and I just kind of tripped onto it by accident. But you might be someplace really cool watching the fireworks, on a boat somewhere, on a beach somewhere, or just in a cabin. We're not too far away. Your cousin's cousin is setting off fireworks, and you all chipped in for them. And that's another thing. In a lot of states, you can really load up on the fireworks. In some places, you can't. And there are really strict zoning laws about where somebody can set up a fireworks stand. If the area hasn't gotten much rain and all that kind of stuff, they don't allow it, or certain counties don't allow fireworks, as many of you know. Hey, speaking of fireworks, coming up at the tail end of the week in honor of 4th of July, we're going to talk about the top 10 freedoms we appreciate the most. Get your lists ready.